Some members of the agriculture industry are anxious about two of Donald Trump's promises. First, his pledge to deport millions of immigrants in the country illegally. And second, his promise to investigate visa programs that bring foreign workers into the U.S. Farmers have come to rely on foreign workers, some in the country legally and some not. Getting rid of them could affect everything from tomatoes to strawberries, even to North Carolina's $75 million Christmas tree industry. Yes, I know you'd like to think Christmas trees are grown in the North Pole. But no, ever since the early 1900s, they all pretty much come from commercial Christmas tree farms. Like this one, the Panoramic View Christmas Tree Farm in Boone, North Carolina. Farm workers here are hauling tightly bound trees into the back of a tractor trailer. The farm's owner, Joey Clausen, bends over a clipboard calculating shipments. This is one of the smaller farms in Boone, but of course, small is relative.
Well, this is the third tractor trailer today, plus a couple big pickups and trailers. So there was probably 3,000 trees more here this morning.
Wow.
Clausen has been in business for about 26 years now, and he hopes to stay in business many years more. But he's got a problem. He says it's nearly impossible to find the workers he needs. Clausen's first choice would be to hire local American labor. He offers $10 to $14 an hour. But even then,
you can't find it. You can't get it. They are not going to do the work, period.
Why not?
Because they're not going to do the hard labor. They're not going to do the hard work. It's cold. They're not going to come out here and work in the cold. They're not going to work 10 hours. They're not going to sit here and strain and struggle and work hard and sweat your rear end off on some days. Some days it's not so bad, but some days it's hard work.
So instead, Clausen, like many Christmas tree farmers, relies on help from foreign seasonal workers imported through the federal H-2A visa program. The workers are great, Clausen says. He pays them between $11 and $12 an hour. They're all hard workers, mostly from Mexico. He's never had a problem with them. But the visa program, on the other hand, has proved challenging to work with. Getting the workers here requires months of paperwork filed with multiple departments, says Craig Regelbrugge, a lobbyist who works on behalf of the National Christmas Tree Association.
There's three government agencies you're dancing with, and each is a different dance, and there's some redundancy, and there are tripwires and delays that happen at each stage.
And delays are common. The Labor Department frequently misses its statutory deadline for processing the visas, and in one instance last year, the State Department's computer system crashed, resulting in several weeks of setbacks. So how does President-elect Trump come into this? Well, last month, he released a video outlining a plan for his first 100 days in office. This was the fifth point on the list.
On immigration, I will direct the Department of Labor to investigate all abuses of visa programs that undercut the American worker.
While Trump didn't specify which visa programs, there are a few, his statement sent red flags to some in the ag industry. They're concerned Trump wants to make it harder to import workers. Regelbrugge, the lobbyist, played that clip to a recent gathering of ag employers.
My comment to the group was, high alert, high alert. We need to be, you know, very cautious about what this means.
Of course, any changes Trump would propose would have to get Congress's approval. And Clausen, who reluctantly voted for Trump in November, says he has faith the president-elect understands, from a business perspective, the need for foreign workers.
He's got enough business experience. He knows. He obviously knows.
But perhaps more worrisome is Trump's promise to deport millions of immigrants in the country illegally. The Department of Labor estimates about 50% of all crop workers in the U.S. are immigrants without papers. It's an open secret. So if you take away half of the industry's workforce, well, we may see a lot more farms switch to cut your own.